At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. With the skies finally clearing over the Houston area, residents are getting their first chance to survey the damage and catalog what was lost. Christopher Connolly spent some time with one family beginning the cleanup effort.
Let's just put them outside for now, like in front of the garage behind. We'll stick them in front of the garage.
Christy Garcia spent the day overseeing a small army of family members, helping her sort through practically everything she owns. After the floods, every item that made this modest white two-bedroom into a home is now a decision. Is it salvageable or not?
The chairs, they're wood. We could let them dry out and take off the bottom and reimposter them. If we can. Or you think I should throw one?
Just days ago, Garcia, her husband Raul, and her two grown children watched in horror as the floodwaters rose in this working-class neighborhood in East Houston. The family frantically moved their most precious items to the highest shelves. They put their nice couches on folding tables in hopes that they'd be spared, and then they waded into the street in search of higher ground. Trucks passed them by. One picked them up, but it got stuck in high water. In all, it took them 14 hours to reach the emergency shelter at the convention center downtown.
It's hard, but we're going to get through it. And that a lot of my neighbors had babies, kids. We need the help out here. They came late to help us.
Now the curb in front of Garcia's home is piling up with ruined carpet and soggy mattresses, waterlogged furniture, clothes, and bedding. It looks like this all up and down the street. Inside the house, family members use brooms to push the last stinking water out the back door. The Garcias managed to save their most important documents and family photos. Daughter Anna lost a guitar, but she saved two electric keyboards. Husband Raul's collection of die-cast metal cars is mostly unharmed. These are small but important victories. They stand in contrast to the incredible needs facing the Garcias and so many others in their neighborhood.
Beds, clothes, shoes. Because like you see, we threw everything. We just went with what we grabbed that day, and that was it.
More than anything, Garcia says rebuilding will take money. She's already applied for FEMA help and filed insurance claims.
It's just rebuild and hope for the best that everything comes out okay with the help that they said they're going to give us. Insurance-wise, FEMA, everything, that we will get the help. That they don't stall on us, but they'll help us.
And with that, Christy Garcia returns to the work at hand, sorting through the wreckage of a comfortable life that's barely recognizable after Harvey. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Two high-profile directors from Texas will release new films this fall that could get attention from Oscar voters. Our big screen team gets ahead of the hype with a preview of the fall movie season.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And Chris, since September is just around the corner in meter days now, we thought we'd take a look at the fall movie season, which is rapidly approaching.
When the movies get a little more serious and generally a little better as well.
I think so. There's actually films from two high-profile Texas directors out this fall that we wanted to talk about. One of them actually by a guy from Richardson.
Yes, that would be David Gordon Green, who we've talked to many times. He's kind of taken a step up in budget and profile with his latest, which is called Stronger. This is the story of Jeff Bauman, who's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. He lost both of his legs when he was standing at the finish line of the Boston Marathon cheering on his girlfriend, of course, that horrible terrorist attack that occurred there.
I can't do this. I can't do it.
This is the first time you're in this week and you had three appointments.
You just have to show up.
Show up! I showed up for you!
You remind me of my son. He died. Helping you made me feel like I could help my son. And for that, I am grateful.
You're grateful.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what David does with this kind of money. Stronger comes out September 22nd.
I'm also looking forward to another film by a Texas director. This one, Richard Linklater from Austin, of course. You know, his last couple of films have taken place in Texas, but he actually leaves the state this time around to make Last Flag Flying. He directs Steve Carell, Lawrence Fishburne, and Bryan Cranston, who play some buddies who served together in Vietnam, and they actually reunite to accept the casket of Carell's character's son, who is a Marine that was killed in action in Iraq.
Because of my son, I came here, found you guys. A year ago, we joined the Corps, and then 2 days ago, they told me that he'd been killed. He's gonna be buried in Arlington, and I was wondering if you guys could come with me. I've come to you in search of some. They sent him off to a godforsaken desert. Why? I'm taking Larry home.
With all due respect, sir, he deserves to lie at Arlington.
You're gonna take Doc back and try to make it fun.
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Did you look at these faces? They've already been spited.
So the buzz is good on Last Flag Flying, if for no other reason than it's opening the New York Film Festival in October, and it will be out in theaters on November 3rd, and, you know, positioning movies, particularly in late October and early November, that's definitely prime Oscar movie season.
Especially with a cast like that, and especially with Bryan Cranston.
So, Chris, you are actually headed to the airport because you are going to get your fall movie season kicked off this week.
Yes, I'm going to the Venice Film Festival. This will be my third trip out there. I'm on a panel there. Very happy about this, but I'm very excited to see some of the big movies.
Well, Chris, have a safe trip over there. And tell you what, why don't we talk a little bit about your experiences this time next week?
Grazie, Stephen. Grazie.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. In the forecast, sunny skies. Look for temperatures to get up to around 91 this afternoon. Then temperatures will drop to around 71 overnight. Mostly clear skies then. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 92. It's 73 degrees in Dallas, 71 in Fort Worth.